This Shabbos was a Shem Shabbos Shira. There's a lot of interesting psukim in the Shira. So one of the famous psukim says Vav Beis Oziv Zimas Ka Vahili Yeshua Zekeli Van Veyu Elokei Aviv Amen. So Zekeli Van Veyu literally means this is my God, and I will glorify him. Right? That's one of the sources of Hidur Mitzvah. Right? That you should have a tzitzis nor a talis nor a, you should have nice kefze mitzvah. Zekeli van veyu. However, if you look in the Targum Onkelos, he says something else. Let's read it. Tokfi v'tishbachti. That's Ozi v'zimas Techilo Hashem. That's the praises of God. V'havali l'mifrach, that I was redeemed. But then Zekeli van veyu. How does he explain those words? Zekeli van veyu. How are those words explained? So he says, Eloka God v'avdilei makdasha. That anvehu means to build a habitation, a novem. So what's a habitation for God? Habitation for God is a base of mikdash. So Zekeli v'anvehu means this is my God, v'anvehu, I will build him a habitation, I'll build him a place to be, to dwell, that's a Beis HaMikdash. Zekeli v'anvehu, v'avni l'makdasha. So, Elokei Aviv Aramenu, and this is the God of my father, and I will praise him. But what does the Beis HaMikdash have to do here? Zekeli v'anvehu, Ukulish explains, v'anvehu means I'll build him a dwelling place. Zekeli v'anvehu. The Ukulish says, v'avni lei makdisha. I will build him a Beis HaMikdash. Why are you mentioning Beis HaMikdash here in the Shir? That's the question that's raised. My Rebbe raises this question. What's the idea? So the Satmar Rebbe gives the teretz based on something that we discussed earlier this year when we had a packet on Tashlich. Here, take a look on page 10. The Beirach Moshe, the Satmar Rebbe, he asked the question. Ozi v'zimir skova hili v'shua zekeli v'anveyo l'keaviv r'menu. Ubiya b'targum ukulus, dele lokai, v'avni le makdasha. Eloka dav hosi, v'aflacha damoi. V'yesh lohovid, matam iskiru b'nei Yisrael inyon binyan beis hamikdash, etzel shira sayam. Why, what does the binyan beis hamikdash have to do with shira sayam? So, the Satmar Rebbe gives an answer based on the Yisod that we've seen before, those that were here for the Shir on Tashlich. There's a pshat in the Sefer Chut HaMishulosh by Rav Asher Lemel. So, based on the pasuk that we're all familiar with on page 3, in Tehillim, Kuf Lamed Zayin, on Pasuk Aleph, Al Naros Bovel Sham Yashavnu Gam Bachinu Zachreinu Es Tzion. It says when we were in Bovel, Golas Bovel, we sat next to the river and we cried because we were in Golas, remembering the Beis HaMikdash, remembering being in Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Asher Lemel says, what's this gam bachinu? Should say, al daras bavar sham yashavnu ubachinu. What's the gam? What's the gam bachinu? He says an unbelievable word based on the Pasuk in Eicha. Pasuk in Eicha says, Ma yidech, ma domelach, habas yushalayim, ma eshvelach, ma nachamech, pesulas bat zion, ki godol kayom shivrech, miyir polach. That your mourning of the Beis HaMikdash, your calamity is as great as the water in the ocean. So what's the idea? So the Medrash on page 6 says, "Ki gadol kayom shivrech amar of cholfai mishu lasid l'rapos shivro shel yom hu yipalach." The God that healed the wound of the yam, He will heal the wound of Klal Yisrael that they lost the Beis HaMikdash. What does that mean? So as the Rebbe points out, the Rebbeinu B'chaya says on page 8, we know that originally when there was creation, the whole world was full of water. It was one big. And what did Hashem do? He says, "Yihi rakia b'soch hamayim, v'imavdil b'mayim l'mayim." Meaning, once, originally, it was just all, like before Bria's Olam, it was just water all over the place. So Hashem said, we're going to take the water and we're going to make a divide. We're going to keep some water on what we call ground level and some water in Shemayim, and then there's going to be air in between, like we have. It'll be the clouds upstairs, which has precipitation, and the yam and the nahar and the rivers and the ocean on ground level. And then there'll be all that thousands of miles of airspace in between. So the Medrash says, as we'll see in the Rebbeinu B'chaya, that the yam started crying because the yam viewed HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you know, Begov Hei Meromim, he's up there. And now that there's this divide, so the Yam says, I feel distance from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's the heart feelings of the Yam. So that's what the Medrash says, Ki Godol Kayam Shivrech, that just like the Yam feels bad because it doesn't have the closeness to God, so too, when we lost the Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbeinu B'chaya on page 8 says, Al derech ha-medrash yesh b'bir l'derech ha-kabolo Hein amru b'medrash, second arrow, Mayim ha-tachtonim nikru u'mayim bochim, that the water on this earth is called the crying waters. Why? Lam nikru u'mayim bochim ki b'shoa shecholach ha-kadosh baruch hu samayim Nosun Elu Lamala, the Elu Lamata. He put some water on the earth, like the river, the ocean, and then he put water like in the clouds on top. His Hilu Maima Tachtonim Bochim. So the Maim Tachtonim started crying. So what's going to happen? So Hashem consoles the Mayim Tachtonim, two lines from the bottom. Lo er el shasidim atem likarev al gabe hamizbeach b'melach v'nisuch hamayim. So he says, don't worry. There's going to be a time when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built. And on Sukkos, we know we pour the water on the mizbeach, nisuch hamayim. So that's going to be when you're going to have the opportunity to get close to God. So that was a nechama to the Mayim Tachton. So says Rav Asher Lemel on page 9 in the Chutah Meshulash, that's what it means, Al Naras Bovel Sham Yashavnu Gam Bachinu. Because when there was a Beis HaMikdash, so at least on Sukkos, the Mayim Tachtonim had consolation, because they had a place to get close to God. But when there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Nisach HaMayim. There's no Nisach HaMayim, they're not going to get close to God. So that's what it means. When the Jewish people were in Bavel, and they were mourning the Beis HaMikdash, so not only the Jewish people were mourning, but the Nahar was mourning. Because they felt, now that they're Mayim Tachtonim, and there's no Mizbeach to get them close, so they're really Mayim Tachtonim. They're distanced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what it means. Al Naras Bavel, the Jewish people were in Golus by the Naras Bavel, Sham Yashavnu Gam Bachinu. Gam, also, meaning we cried together with the Yam, because we both felt distanced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what he says. Look in the fourth paragraph. I mean, it's all. Well, we'll only read the fourth inside. It's all paragraphs are relevant. Lufize mail work havaras hakosuv ki shegiu Yisrael begalusom Yushalayim leNaras Bavel v'ro shabochu hamayim al shever shalahem alolad lahem keis al yidei bittel hamikdash kanal as nisoru gamheim lufkos imahem al shivram. So when the Nash saw that Klal Yisrael felt distant, started crying, that egged on them, that inspired them to start crying for their feeling of distance as well. So Yisrapu ad Yisrapu gam amayim v'shivram. V'zer she'omar al Naras Bavel sham yashavnu shereinu shebochu hamayim al shivram. I'm sorry, just the opposite. When the Jewish people were inspired from the Yam, that the Yam, so to speak, was crying, and that got us to feel, you know, that we should cry over our being distanced as well. Oh, so now let's tie this in, says the Satmar Rebbe, to the Targum Unkelus. Unkelus says, "Zekhe Liva Anvehu." What does that mean? This is my God, the Anvehu. And I will build him another. I will build him a place of habitation. I will build him a Beis HaMikdash. Oh. So he says, so it says the Satmar Rebbe on page 10 on the bottom. Second arrow, left side on the bottom. In other words, the Mayim Tachtonim were crying for generations after the Briyas HaOlam, because they were distanced. Then, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, they felt the Chama. But he says there was another time that the Mayim Tachtonim felt appeased. And that was at Kriyas Yamsuf. Because Kriyas Yamsuf, they were the conduit to bring a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. They were a conduit to bring a Kiddush. Look, they split. And that was a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. And the Mitzrim drowned, and the Klal Yisrael. So therefore, they felt such a closeness to God at that point. This was another time in history, besides the time of the Beis HaMikdash, where the Mayim Tachtonim were what? Were appeased. So he says, look inside. V'niskadish shem shamayim al yideihem b'sofa olam at sofa. U'magam shehoyasham his galus next page, Shechinas Kvodu Yisbarach. Well, Hashem appeared, right? We know that the Ra Shifcha Alayam, Mashalol Ro Yecheskel Bebuzi, right? It was the tremendous Gilui Shechina there. So the Shechina was by the Yam. So they felt the greatest closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though since the Briyas HaOlam, they felt what distance, because they were the Mayim Tachtonim. But now at Kriyas Yamsuf, they felt this tremendous Simcha, Ched V'Yisera. But the thing is, but once it went back, so when Klal Yisrael said Shira, they wanted to give Chizuk to the Mayim. And he said, okay, you felt close, but don't worry, there's going to be another time in the future that you'll also feel close. And that's when there's going to be a Beis HaMikdash. And then there'll be a Nisach HaMayim on Sukkos. So now you feel close, because you were the conduit to bring a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, and there was a tremendous Gilui Shechina. But Zekhei Livan Veyu, don't forget, there's going to be another time where there's going to be a Gilui Shechina. And that was the chizuk that was given to the Mayim. It's interesting, there's a medrash, another medrash, a very fascinating medrash on page 12. It says, Zekhei Livan Veyu, Amar Abrechia, Bo Re'e Kama Gdolim Yordei Hayam. See how great the Gilui Shechina was, that the people who went through the Yam were able to see Hashem. Moshe kam nischabed v'nischad v'fnei hamokom v'shara z'dmus. He said, look, Moshe Rabbeinu had to daven to Hashem, Hareini nask v'odecha, and Hashem says, no, you can't really see it. Maybe when I pass by, you'll see my back, etc. And Achayos HaNosos says, Akisei, the Malachim, who are carrying the Kisei HaKovod, Eilim Makiris is Admus. But the B'shoshim Megiyaz Manam Lo Mashira, Eilim Makom Ahu Einanu Yodim. Even when the Malachim say Shira, they don't know where Hashem is. Baruch Avad Hashem Bimkomo means we're praising Hashem for wherever He is. So Moshe couldn't see Hashem, and the Malachim don't see Hashem. However, Ole Hayam, bottom line, Kol Echad V'Echad, Marim Be'etzbo V'Omer, Zekhei Livan Veyu. But the Yordei Hayam saw it even more. And then, Amar HaLam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Baloma Zeh Martim Lefanei Pamachas, Zekhei Livan Veyu. One time, Avalosid Lovo, Atem Omer Moso Shtepa Amim. Shenemar, Vahaya, Vomar Bayom, Hine Elokeinu Zer, Kivinu Lo Vyoshienu, Zer Hashem Kivinu Lo. It says Zer twice. In the Shira, it only says Zer once, Zekhei Livan Veyu. Losid Lovo, Zer twice. Because the Gilui Shechina, as some explained, the Gilui Shechina, that's going to be Losid Lovo, is going to be even greater. And that's the notion that at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, there was a tremendous Kirvas Elokim. There was a tremendous attachment to Hashem. That we all actually saw Him. Zeh. Moshe didn't see Hashem. And the Malachim didn't. They saw it. And Losid Lovo doubles it. Zeh Hashem Kivin Lo Zeh Hashem. Hidei Elokeinu Zeh Hashem Kivin Lo. and the Meshechachma says even a more. The Meshechachma says on page 16. And we know the famous Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Nun, later in the packet, that in this world, on good things we say Hatov HaMeitiv, and on not good things we say Dayan HaEmes, and Losin Lovo, we're going to say Hatov HaMeitiv on everything. So the Meshech Chochma says, in this world is one Zeh Keli, only on the Chesed, on the good things. But Losi Lovo, it's going to be Zeh, Hinei Elkeinu Zeh, Elkeinu is the Midas Hadin, Zeh Hashem Kivinu Lo, and even on the Rachmim, it was on both Zehs, the Zeh of Elokim and the Zeh of Hashem, of Rachmim, we're going to praise Hashem. And there's a famous slach, which we're going to understand how everything really is Latova, etc. So Rabosai, the point over here is that a person has an urge to get close to something, to get close to Hashem, and the Mayim. And for us, that should be an idea of yearning to get close. Yearning to get close. In other words, human beings, you know what the Gemara says, O chavrusa o bisusa. Human beings are not supposed to be loners. They're supposed to be with people. Get close to friends, get close to rebbeim, get close to a spouse, get close to family members. It's a big problem in this world. There's so many rifts that people aren't close. Some people aren't close with their parents. Some people are close with their siblings. There should be always a tremendous yearning to be close, to have a relationship. And that's what the Shira is saying. The Shira is saying to the Yam that now, so many years you were yearning to have a close relationship with Hashem, finally you have it. And don't think this is going to be the only time. There'll be other opportunities when there's a Beis HaMikdash. Whereas we have to take opportunities to, you know, to be close to people, to be close to, you know, people go home for Shabbos, the opportunity to be close to parents, to be close, and, you know, things that are sometimes taken for granted are not always. Not always the case. People sometimes are not close with their grandparents. They're not close with other members of the family they should be close. You know, sometimes it just takes that extra effort. And that's what the Yam is yearning for. To be close. To be close. And that's why, and he says right now, they were in ecstasy. Because they felt Hashem is finally coming down to the Mayim Tachtonim. And not only is coming down, but they're the ones who are the conduit for this great, you know, Kiddush Hashem. And Bez Hashem, each one of you, when you're going to be dating, that's also a very important part, that the two people involved want to feel close to each other, want to feel that they're sharing a common life together, that closeness, that connection. And take a look at the Ksav Sofer. On page 17. The bottom paragraph. Od Yesh Lomar. On the bottom of the fourth column. Bottom paragraph on page 17. I didn't put an arrow. Od Yesh Lomar. Yekacher ha'yu Yisrael b'Mitzrayim. See, ve'yanchu b'nei Yisrael b'navodo v'yitzachu. See, in Mitzrayim, there was a lot of toil. And they everyone screamed out to Hashem. Everyone felt his own pain. But you didn't see so much that they were feeling pain of the other guy. Everyone was feeling their own pain. Ki hayu rechokim zeb mizeb b'leif. However, Yishum kach afil b'kriyas yamsuf kasher ro'u Yeshuas Hashem. Zaminu b'Hashem Moshe Avdo odai lo bo'o lidei mida zu levos chover k'gufo. Kei shibchu v'hodu l'Hashem ki tov doson k'alecha toda l'Hashem shoshiel osov omar v'hi li Yeshua. Everyone was what? Was speaking about his own Yeshua. Li, my personal Yeshua. V'lo omar l'onu li Yeshua. Zeh keli. But Losid Lavo, what does it say? Kol echad yodel tshua gdol asher shosem b'chol amo. V'omar b'yom hu hinei elokeinu zeh. Zeh Hashem kivinu lo nagilu v'nismecha b'yeshua so. He says, that's pshat in the Medrash. That in this world it's only Zekeli. They didn't reach to feel happy for the other guy. But losid lovo hinei elokeinu zeh. So what's the devil zeh? Because everyone's going to be happy about him, his own salvation, and everyone's going to be happy about the other fellow. Because they're going to be a higher connection. And that's the idea. That the Kriyas Yam Suf, we're praying for the connection. And the Yam's connection. But we still didn't reach our own connection. And it's only Losi Lovo, the double Zeh. Now it's only Zeh Kaili. But Losid Lovo, it's going to be that I'm so happy about my salvation and your salvation because you and I are one. And that's the goal, that, you know, a person's in yeshiva, he should feel part of a chevra, part of, you know, it's, he feels the pain of somebody, he feels the simcha of somebody. And that's when you feel connected. You know, the Rabbi Kiv Eger is quoted by his grandson, Rav Leibel Eger, on page 20, that the Gemara Tainus, where the Gemara Tainus says, they made this a song also. Right? This is a song, right? Amar Ula, Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lassus Machol HaTzadikim. Right? This is one of the songs they sing. At the weddings, no? Hashem's going to make a circle for the tzaddikim, and he's going to be there, and Hashem is in the middle, and everyone's pointing to the middle of the circle. And Rabbi Kivega says that it means that the circle represents all different types of tzaddikim. Each one is a little bit different, but they're all pointing to the middle. Like Rabbi Moshe Vorhin said over recently at the Malava Malka, that everyone can have a different derech, but as long as Hashem is in the middle, and everyone has that common goal, and that's what that brings everyone together, to appreciate that people can be different with a common goal. But the Musar Haskil that I want to, and that's the, and Ad Yavar Sharach Hashem, Ad Yavar Mizukanisa is the two times that we went into the base with the Eretz Yisrael. Basuli Mikdash, and then finally the base of Mikdash La'asim is the base of Mikdash that was made by Hashem. Because the first two base of Mikdash, Ad Yavar Mikdash Hashem, was made by man. Anything man makes is temporary, but Hashem makes is permanent. But we have to realize the concept that Hashem, Mishachanti B'socham, is in every Jew. And we have to yearn for closeness. And that's, as I said, it's not always a given that people are close with their siblings. It's not always a given that people are close with their parents. It's not always a given that people are close with their friends. But you have to make that extra effort. Extra effort sometimes means, you know, pick up a phone call and call someone up that you haven't spoken to recently. You know, you have to, keeping a friendship going requires an effort. Keeping a relationship when you're dating requires an effort. Keeping relationships requires effort. But here, the Shira, it's explaining how important it is to keep the closeness. The Yam wanted that closeness and finally got it. And we have to emphasize to the Yam that don't worry, there'll be other opportunities. Zeke Levan Veil. Even though now there's a close opportunity, now the Yam was in ecstasy because they were close to Hashem, they brought the Kiddush Hashem, but once it went back, they were a little bit saddened. So the Klal Yisrael, says the Satmar Rebbe, was giving them chizuk. Zeke Levan Veil, there's going to be a Beis HaMikdash, there's going to be other opportunities. So don't lose this opportunity, especially not everyone has grandparents. Some people didn't grew up already, their grandparents passed away. But some of you still have grandparents. So take opportunity to spend time to have a relationship. Take opportunities to have relationships, to have closeness. And that's Zekei Livaveo, being in Beis HaMikdash v'kivras Elokim. It's not only kivras Elokim, but Elokim is the Tzelem Elokim in every human being that one wants to get close to. And that's what the Shira is about. Is the Shira of the opportunity of having the Kirvas Elokim. And then Be'ez Hashem, we should all be Zochefer.